Booker Audiobooks presents The Quiet Island, written by Mo de la Fuente, read by Daniel Francis Berenson. To my brother, who taught me how to grow up. If I want to be well someday, I'll have to earn it. I Am the Messenger, by Marcus Zusak. We All Float Down Here, It, by Stephen King. Chapter 1. The red sunset stretches slowly, like a cat after a nap, turning the sky covering the small sleepy island into a spectacle. Anxious for the darkness that will clear away the sweltering heat of the day. Only a couple of white and fluffy clouds have dared block the sun for a brief instant, making the tourists turn their worried gazes up and back again, now calm, towards the beach where their children play in the water. Their skins get tanned, and some sorrows disappear to the rhythm of the discreet swell. The ships have been vomiting people with each arrival, to later swallow them up again, dragging coolers, supermarket bags that arrived swollen and return emaciated, rubber rings, suntan lotions, umbrellas, and some dreams of a quiet old age, whilst the increasing purr of the return to work becomes increasingly insistent as the flat silhouette of the island retreats on the horizon. Not many are left. Some visitors staying the night at the only hotel on the island, the few privileged ones renting holiday homes, and scarcer still, the locals taking refuge in their homes until the last ship has gone, and the sea, the wind, the cats, and the seagulls. Not much wait for that fragment of land surrounded by water. When the sun finally disappears, making way for a starry night, the soul of Tabarka breathes in the cool breeze from the black sea enveloping it, enabling the calm sleep of its inhabitants, rocking them in its deep calm. However, tonight the small island cracks with the voice of a woman that screams a name in her dreams, and the anguish of that howl slithers like a snake over every stone, every wall, every cave, and every rock that overlooks the sea.